Wendy, let's play a quick game called Where Were You 35 Years Ago? This is one of the most favorite radio games of all time. Where were you 35 years ago, Wendy?
I was enjoying some Bona beef.
Were you?
Yes.
Right. I was probably doing something similar.
I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
So that's not a fair question. Let's go to the phone lines and see who's on the line. Oh, look, it's my best friend in the whole wide world, Grant Mulvey, Chicago Blackhawk great Grant Mulvey. Grant, do you remember by any chance where you were 35 years ago today?
Well, I was thinking about having Bona beef for my confirmation.
You were?
My mom and dad weren't as cool as Wendy.
Thank you.
You know, they didn't have that kind of stuff. Like, we had some real bad cake or something like that. Bona beef would have been so much better.
Of course.
See, half Italian. We have an Italian family. If you don't feed them, they get ornery. So that's why you have to.
I 35 years ago, it's hard to believe. Like, I was 35 years ago. I think I was like around 10, though.
Right, you must have been a kid.
Youngest player on the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, not 35 years ago, though. Unfortunately.
So the date, Grant, it's February 3rd, 1982. Oh, we're doing fine.
Fantastic.
We're doing great.
But we want to share in your moment of what you were doing 35 years ago, and then we can catch up.
It's February 3rd, 1982, and the Blackhawks are playing the St. Louis Blues. It's a day just like any other day, except that it isn't, because?
Because I broke a stick in warm-up.
Yes.
That never happened.
That's it, exactly. I guarantee you, Grant, if that happened prior to the game, you would have broken a stick in warm-up for the rest of your career every time there was a warm-up.
Exactly. it was a pretty special night. We had not been playing well, and so we were revved up for St. Louis, a big rivalry that we had. And, the first shift of the game, I actually went out, and a pass came to me, and it was a shot from the blue line that I had, and it hit the crossbar and went straight into the press box in the old stadium. And I thought, oh, no, not another game like this, And the next shot, and, they all went in, and it was just I had just great line mates, Terry Ruskowski and Reggie Kerr. They were feeding me from all ends. I think Bob Pulford, he was coaching, and Pulley put me out actually on a penalty kill that day, and I never killed a penalty in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was just going right. And the first period, I had 4 goals and 1 assist.
Ugh.
And the second period, I thought I would kind of move it around a little bit, and I got in a fight and had 7 minutes in penalties, which Tony Esposito said I was the dumbest guy on the planet because I had a good first period going, and then in the third period I scored 1-1. So it was a pretty special game and a pretty special day in my life. And as a Blackhawk, I was just so proud to be a Blackhawk. But, that is my kind of my legacy, and it's something wonderful to be remembered by and certainly remember.
And that record still stands.
Yeah. I keep telling Patrick Kane that if he gets 5 goals, he's got to get in a fight, though.
Right.
But it still stands, and hard to believe, with all of the great players, Jeremy Roenick and Dennis Savard and Al Secord and everybody that came by. And funny story with Al Secord, Al scored 4 goals in 1 period, in the first period, 1 game. And I was in the stands. I just retired, and I was down there watching the game, and Al scored 4 goals in 1 period, and he didn't come out in the second period. And I thought, oh, man, what's wrong with him? So I went down there right away, down to the dressing room. The dressing room was below the ice surface. And I said, what's happened? What are you doing? And he goes, I didn't want to break your record because that's the only thing that you're going to stand on for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I'm glad he's such a good friend of mine.
Right. That's beautiful. Grant, what do you think it is? You played hundreds and hundreds of games in your NHL career, and look at all the other guys that have donned the Blackhawk jersey over the years, and no one else has done it. So what is it? It's got to be a weird mix of luck and skill and just everything else all at once, right?
Well, you know, as I said, I broke a stick, and for I used a stick that was like a telephone post. It never broke.
Yeah.
It just didn't break. And all of a sudden, I take a shot, and my stick broke. And I, in warm up, and so I get another stick, and I go over, and I always took one shot on Tony Esposito. That was a game shot. Tony was ready, I was ready, and I took my last shot in warm up, and I always shot at the low, and he was able to use his feet and. This shot somehow got away from me, and I hit him in the shoulder, and he was so mad at me. And I just said, what is wrong here? And nothing seemed to go right in warm-up. And then all of a sudden the game, and it was just a special day, and I can't tell you. It's very much luck, and as I have often said, Bill and Wendy, there's no way I was that good to score five goals on every game. But
Grant, they always say in the theater, there's a tradition. They always say if dress rehearsal goes poorly, the show is going to be great. And you kind of had that on the rink there.
Oh, dress rehearsal was horrible. I tried to definitely. Have dress rehearsals go poorly after that.
Sure.
But then the games all went poorly also.
Oh, that's not good.
No. But it was all, you know, it was just a crazy day from start to finish. And I don't know what all the planets were aligned or something, because it certainly was a special day.
We need to have a Grant Mulvey bobblehead.
Has there been one, please. Grant? Did they ever do one?
Yeah, my own head.
No, no. I collect all of them. They're all displayed in our family room
the Wendy.
What?
You and I, we have to do a road trip. I heard this just the other day that there's, was it on the Cochrane show that they had a bobblehead museum in Milwaukee?
You've been there, Bill?
I've never been there, but I know there's a bobblehead museum, yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, road trip. It's there's a bobblehead, but no, they didn't make any bobbleheads. My head was on a bobble anyways. It was, they didn't need a statue for it. But
we have to start a campaign to get the Grant Mulvey, the granny bobblehead. Come on, he holds the record at the Blackhawks.
How is it possible with that record that you don't have a bobblehead? You need one.
With a broken stick.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I think that'll be something that I'll go to my grave without a bobblehead. And then you guys could, hey, just think, though, you could make a bobblehead when I go to my grave and serve Bona B.
All ties in.
Wait, Bill is outliving both of us? This is not right or fair.
That's how it happens, Wendy.
He's so healthy.
That's it.
And that's it. You know,
Grant, be honest, though. Be honest with us for just a second. When you heard, and you knew this was coming up, it's the 35th anniversary today. 35 years ago is when you had the five goals. That's almost inconceivable, isn't it, that could have been 35 years ago? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You know, Bill, my son was just born, and there was a sports announcer that was legendary here in Chicago, Johnny Morris.
Sure.
Yes.
Bless his soul. He was a great man, and a great sports announcer. And I said to Johnny after the game, I said, Johnny, you know, at least my son, which my daughter hadn't even been born yet. Mm-hmm. I said, at least my son will grow up knowing that his dad did play for the Blackhawks, because it was a special night. And you know, it's hard to believe 35 years have passed. You know, it's so special to see what's going on at the Blackhawks and for the last 10 years, but 35 years just goes by so quickly, and I'm blessed to have grandchildren now that my four-year-old grandson is skating, and we talk about skating and playing hockey, and so it's really a lifetime, you know, and 35 years. I can't imagine. I certainly didn't imagine back then that I would be standing here 35 years from then, talking to Bill and Wendy about Bona Beef and some guy scoring 5 goals.
It's pretty amazing. Grant, I also want to wish well to Chef Hans, who had a knee replacement. And if it wasn't for Chef Hans introducing Grant and me, Bill, you would not have a new best friend.
That's
right
so true.
Now.
That's very true.
Yeah, and just a shout out. Absolutely, Chef Hans had he's under like a his whole leg is laid up. He really had a bad knee, but one of his dearest friends and a dear friend of all of ours here in Chicago was Chef Luigi, and unfortunately, Chef Luigi passed away this week. And
I did not know
Italy,
that. Oh,
yeah, in Italy, and Chef Luigi was such a giving heart, and just like Chef Hans, and that's what makes Chicago so great is people like yourselves, and just people that think of each other and think of how I can make this world a little better place is Chef Hans and certainly Chef Luigi.
I'm sorry to hear that. My prayers go out to his family. He was a great guy. He really was.
Yeah, Chef Luigi was a special man, but unfortunately he passed away in Italy with his family, so everything was okay that way, but
sure.
He was way too young.
Grant, we love talking to you. We love you. It's hard to believe it's been 35 years since the 5-goal game, but it does stand, and I think it'll stand for a lot longer. Just one of those nights where everything you touched went in the net, and you deserve it. The best of luck. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Wendy. And, Wendy, make sure on the next time that you have bona beef ready for us, okay? Bill and I are hungry.
Right, we're starving.
I'll set you up.
Thank you, Grant.
Thanks,
happy
Grant.
Anniversary.
Congrats.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The great Grant Mulvey.
And the nicest guy ever.
In history. They don't make him any nicer. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we have a lot more show for you. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.